brothers and sisters and the family of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, welcome again to the Feast of Tabernacles, a special greeting to our brethren in Ottawa who are joining us and others who are joining us online, but specifically today,
for this presentation, a special welcome to our brethren in Ottawa. So I hear the sound just came on, so I'll greet you again. Welcome, brothers and sisters. We have a very special opportunity today. It doesn't come along very often. And typically, we would go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, 1 Peter 5. We're going to turn our attention, if you take your Bibles, turn to Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1. Verse 5, for this reason, Paul says to Titus, I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. We won't take the time here, but feel free to walk through the next few verses where Paul sets aside a few characteristics that should be noteworthy and present in these elders that are appointed. You can find similar characteristics in 1 Timothy 3 and 1 Peter 5. In fact, I think there's about 27 to 30 separate characteristics. I've forgotten the exact number, but if you go through the Greek terminology, there are approximately that many different characteristics. But here, rather than focus on the characteristics, which is easy for us to do, let's note here that what we see what Paul said here, to set in order things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city. And when there are no elders in a congregation, what Paul says here is there's something lacking in the congregation. And we've had a congregation in Ottawa, in our organization, for at least two decades, probably three. And it has generally, except for the about 5 years that I lived up in the area, has been served by elders who have not lived in the area. And over the course of the last three or four years, maybe five, our fellow elder and our brother Adrian Davis and myself have been the pastors in Ottawa. But we've been pastoring from afar, which is, as Paul says, is not a complete and good service for brethren in a congregation. So some time ago, probably 3 years or so ago, Jim French was identified as a potential elder and went through what CGI calls the Ministerial Apprentice Program, which is, I think, we've got other elders here who've gone through it. It's certainly an intense program, I think you would admit, Jim, with lots to do. He's overseen, it's a mentorship program, and Jim's particular mentor was our brother and pastor Adrian, as I mentioned, and I did help him out over the course of the 3 years. But Paul makes it clear here, when there are no resident elders, something is missing in a congregation. And Ottawa has done a super job. From an evangelistic standpoint, it's grown to 20 to 25 regular attendees, thanks in large part to the new folks that have come in with new blood and support from the older members. And it's certainly a joy and a privilege, and I'm looking into the camera to speak to them now. It's certainly a joy and a privilege to serve them and to help them grow in Jesus Christ. And I'm sure I can speak for Pastor Adrian, who's not here today. He's up there serving, as Jim mentioned, them in person. But they've certainly been a blessing, and there are some members of the Ottawa congregation here. It certainly is a blessing to be part of that congregation. But Scripture does say something is missing, and here's why something is missing. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Now, we live in a society where it's tough to be a leader. Leaders are looked at as on a pedestal, not servants. Leaders are looked at where, and we can see it in the workplace, we can see it in politics, we can see it in every facet of our lives. Leadership is held to a higher level than we would hold ourselves. But Paul, very specifically in Titus, said something is missing when a congregation doesn't have an elder in place. And in Ephesians chapter 4, we see why. Verse 11, he himself gave, and that's the important word we want to look at here, gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. This is not a hierarchical list, as some would say. This is the word to focus on here is the word gave. When you give something, you are giving a gift. And that's what's important to notice here. That pastors and teachers, elders, are given as gifts by God to a congregation. For what purpose? We see here, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So elders are given to congregations as gifts. Why? Because we are all working towards something. We have come out of this world here to this Feast of Tabernacles because we want to be part of God's plan of salvation. We want to be part of how God restores people into his covenant. And we do, and part of that takes some equipping. We all come imperfect, and we're working towards perfection. And part of how God works with is he works through those who have been designed and given as gifts, as we see here. For the equipping of the saints, not for their glory, but so that we all come to the position where we can be a gift to others. And so that we can all do ministry and serve others to bring them into restoration with Jesus Christ. And for the edifying of the body. And we can think of this as our family. We call ourselves the family of God. We refer rightly to each other as brothers and sisters because we are part of a family. Families are to be healthy. Families are to support one another and be healthy. And what we see here is part of the task of an elder is to promote God's ways and teach God's ways so that the body is a healthy body and an edifying one. So to equip saints, it edifies the body. And what we also see as we continue, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And as we heard Brother Godfrey talk about, that's what we are all working towards, is we're all working towards the stature of Jesus Christ, having the mind of God, having the character of Jesus Christ. Continuing on, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. And this, remember the context, this is all what the gifts of the eldership provide to the body of Christ. By the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking truth in love, and it takes both truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effect of working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying itself in love. So when God gives elders as a gift to a congregation, they provide equipping of the saints, edifying of the body, and protection from deception. And as we see the steady, and if we go Revelation as was referred to here already, the dwindling of mankind, of society around us, protection from deception will also be something that will be increasingly important in the days leading up to the return of Jesus Christ. So today we are privileged and honored to be able to ordain and appoint Jim into the eldership. But before we do, I've got one other scripture to go to. Hebrews chapter 13, Brother Godfrey was here. And maybe as a gift and a favor to my brother Jim, as he comes into eldership, I'd like to cover and remind us of this here, of some things we read here where Brother Godfrey already was. Because as you know, and I'm looking around at three or four other fellow elders, this is a volunteer position. But what we read here is, remember those who have rule over you, and that's always a conflicting statement, especially given the times we live in, a tough statement to hear, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith you follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. And that's quite appropriate to do, as whatever you hear from the pulpit, you should check it according to the Bible and make sure that anything that is said from the pulpit, and we have an opportunity and a requirement to ensure that what we hear from the pulpit matches up with Scripture. However, dropping down to verse 17, obey those who have rule over you and be submissive. Again, a Interesting word in the times that we live in, but let's see why what Paul here is warning about here. For they watch out for your souls. So in a voluntary position that we're welcoming our brother in, there's an increasing responsibility upon his shoulders, as there are on my other fellow elders here, because there's a responsibility to watch out for your souls. It's not just our own souls that we have responsibility for, it's the souls that fall under us when we go back into where we talked about in Ephesians 4. Let them do so with joy, and it is an absolute privilege and an honor to come before God and to serve his people, and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable to you. So as we work together, and we welcome Jim into the eldership and the Ottawa congregation, as you welcome him to be the elder in your congregation, as we make sure we watch and read the Bible against what we see, it would cause him grief, because it is a volunteer position that we give of our time. And Jim has gone through the MAP program. He's had everything explained to him. He has gone through the detailed MAP education. And we know all the work Jim has done over the years. Jim, a number of years ago, took on the presidency of the Canadian board and led it through some tough times. And we are all blessed by the service that Jim has already done. But now there's an opportunity for us to welcome him into the eldership in this office that God has set aside for service in the church. And here in the Church of God International, we believe in, and what we practice amongst the eldership is servant eldership. And we know how hard Jim works, but there are two aspects to that. There's the servant part, and there's the eldership part. Quite easy, Jim, to be held to account for the service part. We just want to make sure we don't cause you grief in the eldership part, and we certainly are looking forward to welcoming you into the body of Christ and into the eldership of Jesus Christ. So this is a great time for our congregation, a great time before God. This is certainly biblically approved office, and we just know how hard Jim works, and we're certainly looking forward amongst the ministry to welcome him into our brotherhood, and we just know how much he's worked hard so far, and we just look forward to increased service, Jim. So I would like to invite my fellow elders who would like to join me up on stage so that we can welcome Jim and ordain Jim into the ministry of Jesus Christ. I suppose I need to put this on now, right? Father in heaven, we come before you so honored and humbled at this Feast of Tabernacles, thanking you so very, very much for your plan of salvation. We thank you that you have long ago looked down and wanted to share your glory with created beings. We thank you so very much for the foresight that you had, that despite our failures in the Garden of Eden, you sought to have a plan to restore us to you and to Jesus Christ and to share that beautiful glory that we heard about earlier. And we do so, Father, now we come before you as a brotherhood here in the ministry, and we now come before you symbolically on our knees, humbly before your throne, and bring our brother Jim to you and ask that you set him aside for eldership. We know the hard work that lies ahead for our brother Jim. We know the service that lies ahead for him. We know all of the hard times that lay ahead for your body of believers. And we just humbly come before you now, bring our brother before you, and ask that you ordain him into the eldership, that you give him, that you stir up within him your Holy Spirit, that you give him wisdom and all of the other characteristics that we find listed in your scriptures, And we just put him before you now. We thank you for his service thus far. We thank you for all that he will do. And we're just so very grateful that you, in your wisdom, created this concept of church, this concept of your body, and that you are teaching us and helping us work towards your kingdom in a way that we, through family, through the concept of family, through the concept of marriage, through the concepts that we find throughout Scripture. And we're just so very grateful here to all of the elders that serve, and we are looking forward to welcoming Jim into this brotherhood so that we may continue to serve your people together for the glory of you and your Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Father. We ask you to set Jim aside again and appoint him to eldership and be with him as he continues his leadership amongst your people. And we're just so very, very grateful for all that he has done, all that he will do, and most importantly, for Jesus Christ and all that he has done for us. We just thank you. Be with Jim in his eldership and be with his congregation. Be with the folks that he serves. Help them to serve one another and help us all to be looking forward to and all about your kingdom. And we do this in Jesus Christ's most holy, righteous, and perfect, perfect name, the head of the church whom we all serve. Amen.
Thank you very much. Very, very humbling, and so many people to thank. Murray and Adrian, Pastor Adrian and Pastor Murray, worked really closely to bring this moment. All the Canadian ministry, interestingly, working with the board in Canada, we work pretty tightly with the ministry, and we get to see the ministry coming up with five-year plans. And one of those five-year plans was, we need to seek out men in some of these church areas that are not well served by having a local elder. And so Ottawa was one of those areas, and Adrian approached me, and so it was an awesome opportunity to serve, and I was eager to participate in the MAP program. We got a chance to travel down to Burlington one year, and we got to see how the Canadian ministry makes up a budget. So it was kind of interesting to participate in that process as well. Bill Watson gave us some extra training on counseling skills, and so it's very much a group of men that work together to serve the church. At this time,